creating me a clean heart. Oh, oh, oh God, and renew a right spirit within, creating me a clean heart.
Coming tonight, Our brother Teach is going to take the service again. The pastor could not be here tonight, so we just turn over the service to him now. Just while we sing this verse again, just the chorus while he comes forward, and we turn the service to Brother Teach. Amen.
He knows my name. He knows my name.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
That God knows you?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
So you have nothing to worry about.
Amen.
There is nothing to worry about.
Amen.
If you really believe that God knows your name,
Amen.
Your name, by name, that God knows me by name,
Amen.
I'll be smiling all the way to the bank tonight.
Amen.
I'll be smiling all the way home because
Amen.
God knows me by name. The neighbor doesn't know me by name. So does the prime minister. So does the president. No one knows me by name. But God knows me by name. Because he knows you by name, he has got to know you to be interested in you. You don't know somebody if you don't have to know their name, if you are not interested in them. But because you want to know about this person, I'm interested in knowing about this person. I've got to know their name. So God knows your name too.
Amen.
God knows your name.
Amen.
Ha! I can't comprehend that.
Amen.
That God knows my name.
Amen.
Ha! That's too good to know.
Amen.
Oh, that's far too much for
Amen.
Me. That's far too much for me
Amen.
Just to know. That God knows my name.
Amen.
Brother. Ha! I don't even have to introduce myself.
Amen.
So if I know you by name, I may know your character, I may know your problems, I may know where you're coming from, I may know where you're going. So all your problem is sorted. And tonight we can rejoice and go home.
Amen.
I'd like to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I mean, I'm happy to be here.
Amen.
It is my joy once again to be here.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for those that have been praying for my voice.
Amen.
Yeah, I seem to get better every day.
Amen.
And so that we could fellowship in the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. I want to thank the pastor once again for this opportunity to share the word of God with you. Like I said, I'm not much of a preacher, but I just believe in making noise unto the Lord. For the scripture says, make a joyful noise. So I just believe I come to make a joyful noise and we go home. Amen.
Amen.
May the good Lord Richie bless you. We have enjoyed our stay around here. Amen. Thank you for your hospitality, for
Amen.
Your love. We have fellowshiped and spent time with you. We wish you could stay longer. Amen.
Amen.
I asked my daughter, shall we extend the time? She said, 2 more weeks. I said, all right, 2 more weeks. I don't know, but God willing, we will return.
Amen.
God willing, we will return.
Amen.
I may not come back next month. I may not come back next year. But in my heart, God gave me a time and a date to return.
Amen.
That is written in stone. This time next year, I'll be back here for a special mission.
Amen.
You will know as time goes on.
Amen.
Because I believe God's word is true.
Amen.
What the word of God says, it will be accomplished. When I come back next year, you will know why I am coming back.
Amen.
Because you will all see the evidence
Amen.
Of my return.
Amen.
Because I believe God's word does not lie.
Amen.
What the word of God says is true.
Amen.
It stays, it will never perish.
Amen.
You might have to rewrite the boundaries of this country, the boundaries of the world. But what is written in
Amen.
Here is not written by mistake.
Amen.
Nothing is written by mistake.
Amen.
If we receive what the word of God says today,
Amen.
Things will change.
Amen.
Whatever you want to change tonight, it will change.
Amen.
Because God's word said so.
Amen.
If it's written in here. I was smiling in the office. What's Brother George was singing? Every promise in every chapter, every verse, every line. Oh, Christian friends, we must be the happiest bunch of people in this world. We must be the happiest people in every chapter, every verse, every line. And there's a line that says, I'm God that healeth thee. There's a line that says, I am the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It's a line written. Oh, we should be the happiest people this world ever known. You know, there's no reason to be sad. If there's no food in the house, rejoice anyhow. If there's no job, rejoice anyhow. If there's nothing, just rejoice. Because God saw it fit that you go without bread that day. What is it anyway? Tomorrow he can give you the whole world. May God richly bless you tonight. It's my joy. Amen. Pray for us. We'll be going back home tomorrow. But God willing, it's been wonderful to be with you. We really enjoyed our time. And God willing, we will return. But may the good Lord richly bless you tonight. And we always have a Wednesday prayer meeting. You know, and we'll do a short quick work and go home. But we'll go home rejoicing. I know we'll go home rejoicing. Amen. Because one day with Jesus is sweeter than before. Jesus doesn't go backwards. He goes step and step and step. So, you know, when you come here, come prepared to make a further step. Come prepared to gain ground. So I hope tonight, by God's grace, we'll gain some ground. Gain some ground against the devil. To gain some ground. You know, the most time we come here, the further we detach from the devil. Every service is a step to move away from the devil. Further and further away. So whatever opportunity you have, use it. So that the devil doesn't catch up with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you've got your Bibles with you, I ask you to turn to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 13. It's the third slide, I think. Paul, if you could give me the third slide. 2 Kings, the next, yes. Yes, 2 Kings, chapter 14. Just a couple of verses, and we'll be able to enjoy the comfort of our seats. My Bible reads from verse 14. Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness, whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, Take bow and arrows. And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, Put thine hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, Open the window eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, Shoot. And he shot. And he said, The arrow of the Lord's deliverance. And the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till thou hast consumed them. And he said, Take the arrows. And he said, Take the arrows. And he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, Smite upon the ground. And he smote three times and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, Thou shouldn't have smote three times. Thou shouldn't have smitten five or six times. Then hast thou smitten Syria till thou hast consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. Shall we bow our heads? Most holy and eternal God, we thank you tonight because every promise in the book is ours. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. And Father, tonight, this chapter we have read, these verses and these lines, they are ours tonight. And Father, we want to believe, Lord God Almighty, that they were given for correction, for exaltation, and Father God Almighty, to improve who we are. And tonight, Lord God Almighty, may you give us the inspiration behind this. May you bring us, Lord God, to that level of understanding that we may know what you meant on that day so that we may benefit this evening. We pray, Lord God, may you bless your children that they've come here during the week, oh God. May you bless their pastor who could be with them tonight. And Lord God, may you bless him more for giving us this opportunity to be here. We pray, Lord God Almighty, may you bless this folk. And Father, as we fellowship around your way tonight, may you be amongst us. We'll be careful at the end of the service to bring back all the honor and the glory that's due to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. If you go back to the second slide, Brother Paul, tonight we're speaking on the hour of deliverance. Power of prayer. We come prayer meeting, don't we? Power of prayer. Prayer has got power. Prayer has got power. It says prayer changes things. Everything you want changed, you got to do it by prayer. You're going to try and change it somehow, it's not going to work. You run the course, but you run out of steam. But prayer changes things. But here is how we miss it sometimes, like Joash missed it. He only struck 3 times. Instead of striking as many times as possible till he had consumed his enemies. So we'll go back to that slide and we'll move on. I won't be long tonight, but may God richly bless you as we fellowship around his word. Give me the 3rd slide. Now Elisha, go back. The one before. Was fallen sick. Of his sickness whereof he died. And when Joash heard that Elisha was sick, he went to the prophet. Because before that, they've had many victories together. So when Joash heard, the word of the hour was going, he trembled. And he said, what's our way of escape? How shall we win more victories if a prophet is gone? Because a prophet is a seer. God's word comes to him. So Elisha, Joash trembled. So he ran to Elisha. When he got there, he never said, I want to strike the Syrians. He never said that. He just said, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha descended and find out that this man is worried that I'm going. So he said, take the bow. Even Joash worried himself. He didn't expect such an answer. He was expected to be told the precept of success. But the way what he was expecting was not what the prophet said. Sometimes God speaks to us in a way that we don't understand. Amen. The way that we don't think God is going to answer is the way that he answers. Amen. He speaks in an unexpected way. Amen. And the prophet was told, take the bow and the arrow. So he took the bow and the arrow. Those guys, that's what they used to fight with those days. And he said, verse 16, put thine hand upon the bow. And he put his hands upon it. So he put his hands upon the bow, ready to shoot. And the prophet came. And he put his hands upon Joash's hand. So it was no longer Joash's hand.
Amen.
No. It was now the prophet's hand. Amen. Upon Joash's hand. Amen. And verse 17 says, he had gone through the prophet's house. And the prophet said, we are not just going to shoot. Open the window first.
Hallelujah.
We spoke about opening the door. Amen. Today we're saying, open the window.
Amen.
So when he opened the window, Elisha said, shoot. Are you ready to shoot tonight?
Amen.
Are you ready to shoot the devil?
Amen.
When Elijah said shoot, he shot.
Amen.
And the prophecy came out. The arrow of the Lord's deliverance.
Amen.
And the arrow of deliverance from Syria. And the prophet went and sat down. And he said, I finished. I can now go in peace and rest with my fathers. But then he gave the instruction to Joash. He said, take these arrows and shoot. The Bible actually says, when he had returned from picking that arrow, he came back. And the prophet said, shoot, smite the ground. But tonight, you come here, you can only get according to your expectation. That's the scripture. You can only get what you are expecting to get. If you want to hear a preacher from England screaming and shouting, here I stand. Come to see your brothers and sisters who are not here, you go home having counted all of them. If you want to know what's happening here and there, you still have it. Your, what you are expecting to get is all you will get. No more or no less. Because Josh was expecting to defeat the Syrians 3 times. He had calculated. That's how far his expectation took him. So he smote 3 times and he stayed. And the prophet was wroth. He said, why did you smite 3 times? You should have smote so many times and defeat the Egyptian. But that's as far as his expectation took him. And Brother Branham says, the arrow of deliverance is the Holy Ghost. It was given to the church. And tonight, that arrow is in your hands. It's what you're about to do with it tonight. As we have gathered here to pray, it's about how many times you are prepared to strike. If you are prepared to strike once, so will be your victory. If you are prepared to strike twice, so will be your victory. But the instruction is, take the bow and ready to shoot. Are you ready to shoot? It says shoot. Shoot and shoot again. When you have shot, start shooting. When you have shot, start shooting again. Just keep shooting. It's no longer you shooting. The prophet has put his hands upon you. It's no longer you that liveth. Every scripture, every verse, and every line. The script, the verse says, shoot. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Shoot. I provide all your needs. Shoot. I am the Lord that walks with you. Shoot. I go with you everywhere. Shoot. You are the apple of my eye. Shoot. I love you with everything. Shoot. I go with you everywhere. Shoot. All you do is shoot. 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 And shoot. But we shoot and stop. Really? Is it possible? It's not up to you whether it's going to happen or not. If it doesn't happen, God is a liar. If it doesn't happen, the Bible is not true. All you have to do is read the scripture. When you find it, go and shoot. You come back and say, Lord, I've done the shooting. What remains is up to you. All Joash did was shoot. He didn't realize that's where his victory was. But he needed a formula, something, and a strategy. But all it laid was in the instructions of the prophet. And you have got the instructions in your hand. And tonight I'm saying, brothers and sisters, we have come here to shoot. All we have come here is to shoot the devil. That's all we need to do. We need to shoot. But what people do before they come here, they're already defeated. Before they start, they're already defeated. I don't know. This problem is big. Bigger than the word of God. Bigger than God's word. Nothing is bigger than God's word. Everything, every knee, every tongue will bow and confess that Jesus is God. And tonight the Bible says, come here, ready for victory. Come here expecting. But we shoot and we fall short. But the Bible says, come here with gladness. Happy. You know, when you are going somewhere, when you're not sure it's about an interview, but when you go somewhere where you know what the outcome will be, amen, you are glad.
Amen.
You're going there gladly.
Amen.
Yes, I'm going to this brother's house. We're going to have fellowship and we're going to have some food. You go there with what? Gladness. Amen. Give us the next slide. The Bible says, a psalm of praise.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
Amen.
You know, if you are going somewhere, you know what soldiers do when they're going to war? They're singing. Why? Victory.
Amen.
To scare the enemy.
Amen.
So when you come here, brothers, don't come here defeated before you enter the door.
Amen.
It says, serve the Lord with gladness.
Amen.
I come wholeheartedly, willingly to serve you, oh God. And come with singing. I can't sing. The Bible didn't say best singers. It just says come before his presence with singing. You come here, every promise, all the way to the church. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give you. You are already victorious before you get here. Come before his presence with singing. Shouting victories. Lord, you are more than able. Lord, I thank you. What are you doing? You're shooting. You're shooting all the way from home. By the time you get here, the devil is gone. By the time you open your mouth, the window is already open. When the window is open from here, it also opens from heaven. And the blessings fall down. Hallelujah. Know ye that the Lord is God. He is God. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people. He knows my name and the sheep of his pasture. It's not up to the sheep to feed themselves. No, it's up to the shepherd. You know? Oh, I feel good. You know, when the sheep are locked up, they don't rejoice. When the door is opened, all they do is start. All they want to hear is the footsteps of the shepherd approaching the door. When they hear some footsteps approaching the door, they don't even know whether they're going to be taken to slaughter. They don't even know whether they're going to drink some water. They don't even know whether they're going to have some food. But the moment they hear some footsteps, amen. Hallelujah. When they hear some footsteps of the shepherd approaching the door, they just start singing praises. Amen. Hallelujah. They just shouting praises. Even if the shepherd is going to open the door and select the best of them for slaughter. But before then, they just start praising the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to have some water. We're going to have some joy. We're going to have some things today. The shepherd is approaching. Hallelujah. When you wake up on a Wednesday morning, brother, start singing praises. Start giving God some praise. Thank you, Lord. It's service day today. I can't wait for the doors to open. I'm going to sing. The devil is in trouble today. Lord, I'm going to win my mountain. Who art thou, Satan? I'm going to my home ground. This is our home ground. Here we have got Satan of victory here. Hallelujah. Already in the morning, before it's 8 o'clock in the morning. But already you are shouting the greatness. You are singing praises. Why? Ready for victory. That's what the sheep do. They don't wait for the doors to open. The sheep just, when they hear the footsteps of the shepherd approaching, they just tell one another, the shepherd is coming. What does that mean? We are going to have something to eat. Even if he's going to take them for slaughter. But the footsteps of the shepherd means to them victory. We're going to have some food. And when we come here, brother, when we raise up in the morning, the Bible says, his mercies are new every morning.
Amen.
Ah! When you raise up in the morning, you've got a brand new page.
Amen.
We must be the happiest people on this earth.
Hallelujah.
Because of what we've known and what we have believed. Amen. Hallelujah. Next slide. It says, verse 4, Brother Paul, enter into his guests. Woo! If you start thinking you're going to start praising when you enter the door, you'll be thinking of everything wrong before you get here. But if you leave your home with gladness, singing his praises, when you enter the guest with thanksgiving, thank you, Lord, for the church. Now we are here, ready to win the battle. Lord, you have given us, Father God, we are certain of victory. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Amen.
What's happening? This is the way we pray.
Amen.
This is the way we pray. Prayer is not the moment, you kneel on the altar.
Amen.
Prayer starts from the moment you rise up.
Amen.
You are preparing yourself for battle.
Amen.
You are preparing to win the battle.
Amen.
And he says, be thankful unto him. Bless. Why? For the Lord is good.
Amen.
When you know you're approaching a good person,
amen,
a good man, what are you going to get? Good things. His mercy is what?
Amen.
Everlasting. and his truth endureth forever. What more can we say of this God? Amen. The Lord is good. Amen. His mercy is everlasting. Amen. Endureth to all generations. Woo! But this is who we are. You know what I mean? Give us the next verse. The Bible says, be careful for nothing. I'm just reading the Bible, brothers, before we pray. Amen. Be careful for nothing. Amen. But in everything, not in some things, amen, not in some things, but in everything. Amen. Oh, tonight, in everything, amen, we amen pray about certain things. But Brother Branham says, if you cannot pray about it, don't do it. Amen. Anything you're about to do, if you cannot pray about it, don't do it. Oh, if you cannot pray about going to a sister's house, don't go. If you cannot pray about falling, don't go. Don't do it. Why? If you do everything by prayer, God guides you. Amen. By prayer and supplication with what? Hallelujah. Thanksgiving. What does the Bible say in the next testament? Let your request be made known unto God. Hallelujah. It's not just by kneeling down and shouting everything you need. No. It's about supplicating, consecrating yourself, surrendering yourself, and giving him honor and praise. What does the Bible say when they say, Lord, teach us how to pray? What did he say? He didn't say, give us this daily bread on the first page, on the first statement. No, he said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Start by thanking him. Start by honoring and giving him praise and glorifying his name. And you invite him on the scene. When he comes on the scene, make known your request. Amen. You remember Queen Esther? Queen Esther. She was in the palace. And when Mordecai sent a word, said, think it not that you are safe in there. She said, pray for me. But what did she do? She thought about it. She just didn't rush to the king and said, you know you love me. I am a Jew. My people perish. She would have been the first one to die. But how did she make a request known? She said, I prepare a banquet for you. Come to my banquet. Invite the Lord into your chamber. Invite the Lord into your life. Invite the Lord into your house. And say, Jehovah God, please come into my life. Please come into my home. When the Lord comes, don't just shout your request. Because she said nothing. But the king says, what shall be done unto thee? What did she say? Please come again tomorrow. Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, visit me again. Go with me again to work tomorrow. Go with me to school, Lord. And the Lord came next time. And the Lord says, what shall be done unto thee, Esther? Shall I come the next time? Then Esther said, there is even a bigger request. By that time, the king was sucked into Esther's prayer. Amen. That was Esther's prayer. But she was careful for nothing. Amen. She knew the way out. She knew the way to be delivered. Amen. Was to invite the master, the king, into a chamber. And tonight, Jehovah God, my brothers, my sisters, invite him. Amen. Don't just shout your request. Invite him into your life. Invite him into your home. Invite him. Walk with him. Live with him. Live. Oh, hallelujah. When he comes, when he has eaten and supped with you, say, please, Lord, will you come back again tomorrow? I've enjoyed fellowshipping with you. Oh, like I've enjoyed coming to Dublin. I've enjoyed the food you've cooked for me. I will come back next time. What's that about? When you say next time, Brother Teach, will you come? I start thinking about what they did to me last time. Oh, hallelujah. Our master is exactly like that. He starts thinking, oh, look at how he adores me. Look at how he worships me. Look at how he serves me with gladness. Look at how he comes to church with a smile on his face. When everything is wrong, when everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. But he comes and raises his hands. starts worshiping with me. He goes to work with a song. He goes on his lunch break. Listen to the prophet. He does that. You are serving him with gladness. When you kneel down to pray, you won't even say something. The master will say, "What shall be done unto thee?" He doesn't answer. He says, "Even up to half of my kingdom." But he's not giving us half of his kingdom. He's saying every book, every chapter, every verse is yours. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Branham says in the message, the arrow of God's deliverance. He says, next slide. Watch him now. And Elijah said, go get your bow. And he put an arrow in it. He said, open the window towards the east. The east is the way that Jesus will come. And he said, now watch, I want you to put the arrow in the place and draw back just as far as you can. And he did. He said, shoot. And when he shot, what happened? The arrow went out. And he said, get the arrow. And when he came back, he said, strike the ground. And he struck the ground three times. And the prophet was wroth with him. He said, why did you strike more? Why did you strike more times than that? Why didn't you do something else about it? Strike it more times.
Amen.
He said, you strike it three times, which you only have three victories. The moment, the more you strike, the more your victories are. The more you shout his praises, the more you shout his praises, the more you shout his praises, the more your victories are. The more you adore him, the more you worship him, the more you serve him, the more your victories are. You serve him when everything that can go wrong is gone wrong. Just imagine Job. He served him regardless. Children were gone. He had literally nothing. Literally nothing. Nothing. But he served him regardless. And he says, next slide. He said, that's just the same happened tonight in the Christian church. We have struck the arrow of God's deliverance. He said it was God sent the arrow of deliverance to us. The arrow of deliverance is the Holy Spirit that's been sent, shot from the bow of God's love, right? When the eternity to eternity was pulled together by the cord of love, God shot the arrow of deliverance into the church on the day of Pentecost. Amen. And the church was given in her hands. Hallelujah. The church was given into her hand the arrow of God's deliverance. And that arrow remains in your hands tonight.
Amen.
That arrow is in your hands tonight. Your victory is in your hands. But it's all up to you. How many times are you going to shoot? I just want a job. You shoot once. Go get your job. That's it. But if you want victory over your job, victory over your enemies, victory is over you. And when you want victory, a victorious Christian life, when you want to claim your loved ones, when you want this, when you want that, just keep shooting. Shoot and shoot and shoot. In the morning, shoot. In the after, any opportunity you have, shoot. Say, Lord, I want to shoot. Lord, I want to shoot. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, hear my prayer. Lord, I had to. Just keep shooting. Just keep shooting. The results will follow. All you do is shoot, 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 and just keep shooting. Next slide. The Holy Spirit will deliver the church out of any kind of a chaos it will get into. Any kind of chaos. But you are not in chaos. Even if you get to chaos, that arrow of deliverance will get you out. You are not in chaos. Well dressed, come to church like this. Even if your situation gets to you to get you in a chaos, God will still get you out. But what does it do with it? They picked up the arrow and they strike three times. That's a backslidden king. They struck the arrow once. Well, we'll build a church. That's all right. We'll teach theology. That's all right. We'll teach psychology and have an organization. That's just about as far as you struck. What did they do? They struck short of what? Many blessings. Not a few blessings. They struck themselves short of many of God's blessings. So God's blessings are many. But it's about how many times you're going to strike tonight. Next slide. And the church tonight, hear me, Brother Branham says. The church tonight is still striking short. The church is struck short of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is struck short of deliverance from sin. It struck short. Or you say, I belong to church. Brother, when you got that baptism of the Holy Ghost, it takes that old timber out of you. It puts you on a dress and makes you act like a lady. It will make you quit your smoking, drinking, lying, stealing, and everything. Brother, when you've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it separates you. It delivers you from the things of the world. Amen. It makes you love God. It makes you go to church. It makes you worship Him. It makes you tell your neighbor about it. It makes you live above sin. Hallelujah. But we try to do those things without the arrow of deliverance. That's why we always fall ourselves short. But the next slide. But the modern church has struck short of it. Oh, they just struck. We got a church. We got a good teacher. We got theology. That's about as much as you know about. Here we go. Every promise. Not some. Every promise. Oh, hear me, somebody tonight. Every promise. Brothers and sisters. God's word is alive. These things are true. Every promise is yours.
Amen.
Oh, I don't need this. I don't care whether you need it or not. My Bible says it's yours.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It's yours.
Amen.
Whether you don't need it tomorrow, you need it next week, but the Bible says it's yours.
Amen.
When you need it, it's available.
Amen.
Every promise in the book.
Amen.
Ah, mine.
Hallelujah.
Every chapter, every verse, every line. Hallelujah. God sent the baptism of the Holy Ghost and put it into the hands of the church. The arrow of God's deliverance to deliver from sickness, from sin, from war is a big thing in the Western world. We worry far too much about everything, but God's deliverance is ready to deliver us from worry, from trouble, from worldliness, from everything else. Oh, hallelujah. Everything else,
amen.
God is ready to deliver you. But we are struck short of it, amen. But it says, no, that first bunch of Jews didn't. They struck it for everything God had for them.
Amen.
Did you hear that? As the day of, they struck God for everything they needed.
Amen.
They struck. For everything you need, strike.
Hallelujah.
I strike for a house. I strike for a job. I strike for a car. I strike for a child. I strike for a house. I strike for a new job. I strike for money. I strike for my mother. I strike for my father. I strike for my... Just strike.
Amen.
It may not happen today, but somewhere down the line.
Amen.
They strike for it, for everything God had for them. They had all kinds of signs. What, you want signs? You want wonders? You want miracles? You've got to strike. That's what the prophet is telling us. Diverse gifts of the Holy Ghost. Everything. They had it. But we are striking short with it. Lord, we need miracles. We need to strike for miracles. Lord, we need people to speak in tongues. We need the prophet. We need everything. You need to strike for that.
Hallelujah.
You need to keep striking until it happens.
Amen.
Don't settle for anything less. Just keep striking.
Amen.
Huh? Strike and strike and strike and strike. Next one. The baptism of the Holy Ghost in the last days has come to the Gentiles in the Western countries. Where are we? Western countries. And God showed the arrow of deliverance to us. And we have just about strike it long enough to make ourselves. Oh, I'm assembly. Hallelujah. I belong to the church of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That don't do you a bit of good,
yeah.
Right? Brother, it's not an organization that God said strike with.
Amen.
Did you hear that?
Hallelujah.
It's given to who? Each
Amen.
Individual.
Amen.
As we sit here tonight,
hallelujah.
Every one of us has got to strike for themselves.
Amen.
I have got to do my striking. But you've got to do your striking. So tonight I strike for myself. I'm not going to strike for you. You've got to do your own striking. Strike. I will strike for myself. When you've done your striking and get tired, sit down, rest, and start striking again.
Hallelujah.
Don't get tired of striking. What am I striking? The arrow of God's deliverance. I am delivered from sin. I'm delivered from sickness. I'm delivered from this. Thank you, Lord, for a life full of Holy Ghost. Thank you for a life of victorious. Thank you, Lord, I've got no worries. When you've got worries, why? What are you striking?
Amen.
It's given to each individual to strike against what the powers of the devil. For it's sickness, sin, filthiness, backbiting, cursing, all my worldliness. Amen. He's given for us.
Amen.
The way out.
Amen.
Is to keep striking.
Amen.
Are you ready to strike?
Amen.
Are you ready to strike?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's about striking tonight. Strike.
Amen.
But we strike short. Next slide. Or we go over to the church and we join the church. We think that's all right. That's not all right.
Amen.
Brother, don't strike short of nothing of
Amen.
God's blessing.
Amen.
The Bible said, Jesus Christ is the same
Amen.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Strike it.
Amen.
Don't be afraid.
Amen.
God said so.
Amen.
I'm the Lord that healeth thee. Strike it. Tonight, strike.
Amen.
I'm just telling what the prophet said. All you have to do, strike.
Amen.
I am the Lord that healed thee, strike it.
Amen.
God said so. It's the arrow of deliverance.
Amen.
When is it brought? It's brought into the church tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? Strike. It's a God-given right for you to strike. It's God-given right.
Amen.
A God-given right. But what do we do? Listen to what Brother Branham says.
Amen.
Next slide. We talk about a historical God. That's what's the matter tonight. May God help us. The church has been taught it's some historical thing and not put it down to a present day. Watch the prophet make bold statement. What good is a God of Elijah if he isn't the same tonight?
Amen.
Hey! What good is a God of Moses that delivered the Hebrew children out of Egypt? What good is that God in a youth if he isn't the same God tonight? Oh, are we here tonight, friends? Do you believe these things? If he isn't the same God tonight, we don't need him. Brother, teach. Watch what the prophet says.
Amen.
What good is a God that walked the banks of Galilee?
Amen.
Back yonder and opened the eyes of the blind,
Amen.
Made the deaf and dumb to speak
Amen.
And hear, healed the sick and the lepers, raised
Amen.
The dead. If he isn't the same God
Amen.
Tonight,
Amen.
What good is he?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
What good is he? My. What a statement. Whew. What good does it do, next slide, to give your boys an education of some great old history, learn them all theology, teach them the Bible, then if you turn around and tell that same group of men that the days of miracles is past and those things, what good does it do to know history? What good does it do to give your bird orthodox feed, the best you can give him, and then fasten him up in a cage and don't let him out? That's the same way it is today. Next slide. With all of our education, with all of our theology, with all of our church denomination and things, we fasten people by telling them that the days of miracles is past. There's no such a thing today. They can't be healed. There's no such a thing as the baptism of the Holy Ghost. All this stuff they say, it is nonsense. What good did it do to preach them the Bible if you are not going to keep, you're going to keep them caged up and say that God left us many years ago? If you ain't, my. If you ain't the same God, the same God in deliverance back there as he was now, as he was back there, what does the Bible say? He what? He isn't worth nothing to us tonight. My. Brothers and sisters, these things are real. He isn't worth nothing to us tonight. If he cannot do what he did back then, he is a dead feature. He is some historical something. May God help us. I hope you are seeing these things. I hope it will urge you to strike.
Amen.
That God is able to do what he did then.
Amen.
Is today. Because what? God's not there. He's alive. God's not there. He's alive today. But if he cannot do what he did then, he is worth nothing to us. But I know he's worth more to me than life. He's worth more to me than the world. He's much more than anything the world can give it to me. Because he is alive today. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know he is alive today. He saved a sinner like me. And he can heal you tonight. He can fill you with the Holy Ghost. He can give you everything you need tonight. He is worth nothing. My, what a statement. He is a dead feature. Brother, there is an empty tomb in Jerusalem. God is not worth nothing. He is worth everything we can think of tonight. Hallelujah. How are you going to get a man warmed by a painted fire? Next slide. The man would freeze to death. You would say, well, brother, look at this nice fire burning. It burned 2,000 years ago. What good is it going to do this man standing here freezing? Sure, if Jesus raised the dead, raised from the dead and said, I'll be with you always.
Amen.
To the end of the world.
Amen.
What good does it do to teach him in some historical fact? If you can't prove that he is the same today.
Amen.
May God help us tonight. May God help us tonight. If you can't prove he is the same today. Amen. If he isn't the same tonight.
Amen.
Not in some things.
Amen.
If he isn't the same tonight.
Amen.
In everything.
Hallelujah.
He was back there. He isn't God. Amen.
Amen.
That's Brother Branham. If he isn't the same tonight, he was back then. He isn't God. My God remains God.
Amen.
Tonight, I don't care what your problem is. I don't care how far you have gone. I don't care what's bothering you tonight. But God remains God. And he's able to do like everything he has done before. What? They walked out of wheelchairs. They must walk out of wheelchairs tonight. They were given everything they needed. We must be given everything we need tonight. They spoke with new tongue. So shall we be able to speak. Why? Because he's the same God. He was buried. My. He isn't God. What a statement. The arrow of deliverance was to give to the church. But worldliness, unbelief, superstition, everything else is crept in. Brought worldliness to the church. Brought fusses in the church, arguings. Different denominational barriers. One say, I'm this, I'm that way. I'm of Paul. That's what's the matter. As we draw our hearts to pray. Let me close by saying, Brother Branham says, but brother, so yet the arrow of deliverance is filled with mercy.
Amen.
Not tomorrow.
Amen.
Not next Sunday.
Amen.
Not next year.
Amen.
But the hour of deliverance,
Amen,
is filled with mercy tonight.
Amen.
Somebody needs to reach out.
Amen.
That arrow is filled with mercy tonight.
Amen.
And it's not just filled with mercy, but it's given to the church.
Amen.
You are the church tonight. And that arrow is full of mercy. And it's been given to you and me tonight. Brother Abraham, we ought to pick it up. We ought to pick it up and strive for the glory of God.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Every divine blessing.
Amen.
God help us tonight.
Amen.
God help us tonight. Every divine blessing.
Amen.
That God promised is yours.
Amen.
By faith, Amen, if you will receive it.
Amen.
Oh, God, may you open their ears.
Amen.
May God open your hearts tonight.
Amen.
Every divine blessing is yours.
Amen.
If you will receive it today, my friends.
Amen.
God has already given. And that arrow tonight is not just coming as an arrow, but it's full of mercy.
Hallelujah.
To forgive us of our shortcomings.
Amen.
To take away self-condemnation.
Amen.
To take away our worthlessness. To take away all our mistakes. So mercy is being extended so that you can rise up and claim your blessings. And claim your deliverance. Mercy is extended to you, my brothers. Doubly knoweth not the day of your visitation. God is extending mercy tonight. He's saying, whosoever will, let him come. But I'm extending mercy to you. Don't let this world eat you up. God is extending mercy to you, my sister.
Amen.
The arrow is there for you to pick it up. When you pick it up, you are not just going to strike, but the end of the message of the hour will sit with you there. When that end sits with you there, you can shoot. And say, the prophet says in the message, the arrow of deliverance. It says, I'm entitled to every divine blessings. And tonight, you are entitled to a life of victory. You are entitled to a life without sin. You are entitled not to suffer with worry. You are entitled to overcome pride. You are entitled to overcome self-condemnation. You are entitled to overcome yourself. You are entitled to overcome doubling, because God's word is able to bring you out, because the arrow of deliverance is able to keep you. You will make it over there, because the arrow of deliverance will save you through. My brothers, my sisters, tonight I give you the arrow of deliverance, but it's up to each and every one of us as individuals.
Amen.
We can't do this together. We can't do this together. I've got to do it on my own. You've got to do it on your own. But the arrow is over for you. Time is here. You can do it tonight. You can get whatever you desire. Whatever you have come here for is within your reach. Everything is within your reach. As long as it's in the Bible, every divine blessing, the Holy Ghost is yours tonight. You can live a life of a sinner. You don't have to worry. God knows your future is in His hands. And because He lives, you can fast tomorrow. Just get Him into your heart. Won't you invite Him tonight? Won't you invite Him, my brother? Won't you ask Him to come into your heart and say, Jehovah God, here I am tonight. I want to strike. But I have no strength. But if you put your hand on my hand, if you strike with me, I'll be able to strike. And the prophet is ready to strike with you. Who is a prophet? Is the message of your day. A prophet is the message of your day. And today, Christian friends, my brothers and my sisters here in Dublin, I give you the arrow of deliverance. It's not a preacher that's going to come from somewhere. It's not a preacher from England. But the arrow is extended to you. It's extended to you, not tomorrow, but tonight. Tonight, you can silence your enemy. Tonight, your problems will be over if you can receive it. God help us tonight. Oh Lord, may you open their eyes. Brothers and sisters, as we go into prayer, won't you take time to strike? Won't you take your time to strike? It's up to you how many times you want victory. It's up to you how many times you want victory. You want victory once, you strike once and you can sit down. But if you want a life of a saint, if you want a life of victory over pride, a life of victory over self-condemnation, just keep striking. Oh, as we bow our heads, each one in our own way. Hear me, brothers. Hear me, friends. Hear me, brothers. Hear me, sisters. God's word is alive. He is not a dead feature. He is not a dead feature. God is alive tonight. He's able to do whatever he has already done. And tonight we can sing a song. It's already done. It's already done. If you can receive it, your problems are over. Because God's word has said so. It's nothing to do with me. And I will get no glory from that. But may his name be get all the glory. May his name be glorified in your home, in your heart, in your life, in your car. May his name get all the glory. Because he's more than able to bring you up. He's more than able to create a brand new you. If he could create a new Sarah, he can create a new you today. God is more than able. To whom shall we go? Only he has the words of life. And tonight I give you the words of life. That's all I can do as a preacher. The rest is in your hands. As we go into prayer, I ask our brother to come and lead us into prayer. Christian friends, I've preached my voice out. But here I'm saying tonight, dear brothers and sisters, my brothers and my sisters, the prophet says, the hour of deliverance is filled with mercy tonight. Are you ready to receive mercy? Mercy is being extended to you, my brothers. God is extending mercy to you, my sister. Won't you receive him by surrendering your life to him? He is more than willing. He is ever full of mercy. Pick it up tonight. Pick it up.
Amen.
And strike. May God richly bless you. As we go into prayer, as I hand over the service back, Brother Will, come. Brothers, my sisters, God loves you so much that he knows you by name. He knows you by your heart's desire. But he's saying, my son, my daughter, I'm giving you over the hour of deliverance.
Amen.
It's being given to the church. Won't you pick it up tonight?
Amen.
Won't you pick it up tonight? And strike. Strike for yourself.
Amen.
And your victory will be certain. God bless you.
Mercy renewed my life. Oh, mercy renewed my life. I could have fully my soul cast out. But mercy rewrote my life. Oh, in mercy, 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 mercy. Rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life.
just speak to him now. It's been delivered to us saints tonight, that we may speak to our Lord. I would pray for myself. You would pray for yourself. Let us shoot as much as we can tonight, Lord. Saints, we're not in a hurry. Let's speak to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Father, we are thankful tonight, Lord, that you are a merciful God. Indeed, Lord, oh God, you have put all things in your word, Lord, to help us, Lord, in a time of need. For you looked, Lord, from before the foundation of the world, and you saw that we would need the example of Joash. Lord, you are living tonight, even in Dublin. I pray, Lord, even for my brother as he goes home tomorrow. Father, may you watch over him and his family. Lord, oh God, I commit them to you. Please, Father, watch over them, Lord. Lead them and guide them. I pray for mercy and grace in Jesus' name.
I am redeemed, immortal Christ. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you just who I am, tell him I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Put with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you just who I am, tell them I am redeemed. Where there was hate, love now abounds. Where there was confusion, peace now reigns. I'm walking with Jesus, I'm a child of the King. It saw me, I am redeemed. I'll tell of his favor, I'll tell of his blood. He purchased my redemption with his precious blood. And from sin he saved me free. Oh, and because I am redeemed, I am redeemed. I am redeemed, put with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you just who I am, tell them I am redeemed.
Just ask Brother Eli if you wouldn't mind, Brother, to close for us in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for your presence among us.
Amen.
We thank you this evening for granting us this opportunity to come into your presence. And
amen. Amen. Amen.
We know that you know everything. You know our desire.
Amen.
And you know the deeper
amen.
That's why you provided for this spiritual food tonight.
Amen.
So that it could heal our weak sicknesses.
Amen.
So that it could give us victory where we first.
Amen.
After hearing this sermon, we know that we have been given
hallelujah
permission to strike as much time as we can.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's just take this opportunity.
Amen.
Not as something in vain, O Lord.
Amen.
But let's consider all our enemies.
Amen.
And how many power and strength we need.
Amen.
To knock them down.
Amen.
Amen.
So that we shouldn't take it for granted.
Amen.
But let us consider this as a privilege and let us use it for our sake.
Amen.
You commit your servant into your hand. We know
Amen.
That he has
Hallelujah.
So that
Amen.
He will be an instrument that you can use tonight.
Amen. Amen.
And we know he has been a true instrument into your hand.
Amen.
Grant him mercy and grace. Oh Lord, we know that he'll be traveling tomorrow back to your hand. We commit his travel, his journey into your hand.
Amen. Amen.
Along with his family, oh Lord, grant them your mercy.
Amen.
May you visit them in the future.
Amen.
So that when they open their mouth to speak to us again, it's going to be
Amen.
Another blessing.
Amen. Amen.
We commit those who couldn't make it tonight into your hand.
Amen.
There are many reasons for that, why they didn't come, oh Lord.
Amen.
We commit them into your hand. Grant them your mercy. Amen. So that the same grace we benefited from being here, should it expand to them, oh Lord.
Amen.
And give them victory over their enemies.
Amen.
Bless the pastor. We know that he is going through a trial, oh Lord. But we know you will never leave him or forsake us.
Amen.
We grant victory. We are committing everything into your hands.
Amen.
Bless Sister Julie's hands. We know that sometimes we have to go through these trials to test our faith.
Amen.
But we'll never fail.
Amen.
We'll never fail us.
Amen.
And we are still keeping our hope in you.
Amen.
We know we have everything. Esther, as she be applying for her citizenship, we know we have done it in the past for many of us.
Amen.
And you are not at your end. Do it for her, and we are keeping it in prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless us and we'll be departed from this place.
Amen.
Be with us, grant us, travel with us. When we meet again, we'll praise you.
Amen.
May you be blessed in Jesus'
name. Amen. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that chains are gone. I've been set free. My God and Savior answer me, and like a flood his mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised this good to me, his word my hope secure. As life in you, the earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbid to shine, but God who called me in the Lord will be forever. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God and Savior rescued me, and like a flood, my mercy covered me. I'm in love, amazing grace. Amazing. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now My chains are gone. My chains are gone. I've been set free by God and saved. You ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone. My chains are gone. I've been set free by God and saved. You ransomed me.